For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. There is outrage and anger over another police shooting of a civilian. This time it's over the death of Deborah Danner in the Bronx. Danner was shot by Police Sergeant Barry in her Bronx apartment Tuesday evening. When police entered her home, she was in her room undressed with a pair of scissors. Barry talked her out of holding the scissors. She picked up a wooden baseball bat and threatened Barry, according to police. He then fired two shots, killing the 66-year-old woman. Barry had a stun gun on him but didn't use it. The sergeant has been placed on modified duty. According to police, this was not Ms. Danner's first interaction with police, who were aware of her mental illness, so there was no cause for surprise when cops entered her home. Molly Covell is a senior staff attorney with the NYCLU, the New York Civil Liberties Union. She says the organization is shocked and horrified by this police killing.
This incident raises a number of questions, but first and foremost, our question is, why is a person who's experiencing a mental health crisis, who needs care, why that person should have been confronted in such a violent way by the police department in her own home after her own family had called 911 asking for assistance? My understanding is that, you know, the police were aware that this is a person with previous health problems, mental health problems, and that the sister of this woman just wanted her to get intervention and care. Why is there a police officer showing up, you know, guns drawn? Is this really the right policy for our city when there's obviously thousands of people in need of mental health care? There's, you know, obviously a national crisis of mental health care, of lack of adequate care, And this is just the absolute wrong response. And we're glad that the city and the police commissioner has, you know, come down to say that this is absolutely a failure on the part of the city. But we want to make sure that that leads to, you know, an analysis and examination of whether the, you know, policies are adequate and whether the training has been adequate for police officers in situations where there's an emotionally disturbed person.
Well, that was one of the things that, in fact, this officer, this sergeant, was trained. So that also brings up the other question, which is that this officer had a taser with him, but would that have been the approach? Was it just a totally wrong approach that was used?
I mean, I think that there's an enormous body of research on ways to approach an emotionally disturbed person and the ways to de-escalate a situation. I think that there's ways of walking away from the situation and not pursuing it and waiting for, you know, an emergency services unit to arrive. The city has been trying to, and, you know, for a long time has been trying to figure out a way to have actual, you know, trained mental health people available in circumstances like these, but, you know, for one reason or another, it never seems to, you know, finalize these procedures. And we just call on the city to urgently review whether or not the training has been adequate and whether or not there needs to be, you know, a more rapid rollout of a change in procedure for emotionally disturbed people, because this is not the first time this has happened. This is not, you know, this happens regularly in this town. Officers come and they see all situations, all 911 radio runs as, you know, this is the bad guy that I've got to get. And that whole mentality, we just hope the city, honors its commitment to changing that and to de-escalation and to, you know, changing their whole use of force policy.
Molly Covell, senior staff attorney with the NYCLU. Activists and political leaders have called for New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman to oversee the investigation into Deborah Danner's death. The AG's office has the power to investigate fatal police shootings of unarmed people. He was appointed special prosecutor by New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo in July of 2015. This enables his office to conduct investigations in matters relating to the deaths of unarmed civilians caused by law enforcement officers. The order allows the special prosecutor to review cases where there's a question whether the civilian was armed and dangerous at the time of his or her death. But today, Schneiderman's office released a statement saying after reviewing available evidence, it was determined that this is beyond the AG's office's jurisdiction under the governor's executive order. The reasoning seems to be that the baseball bat Danner was brandishing is seen as a weapon, and a source close to the AG's office tells us the case could have been thrown out on a technicality, and that's why they are not pursuing the case. But then, what is the executive order good for? That's what police reform advocates are wondering. The Justice Committee says 18 families of New Yorkers killed by police over the last two decades fought for the special prosecutor executive order. This to help families like Deborah Danner's get justice and accountability. Yulsam Leem is with the Justice Committee.
We're deeply disappointed by the statement that Attorney General Schneiderman put out today. The families who lost loved ones to the police in New York, who last year fought specifically to have the governor do an executive order to give this power to be the special prosecutor to the Attorney General's office, fought exactly to help families like the family of Deborah Danner get justice and accountability. So we're deeply disappointed, and we feel that the Attorney General has failed to live up to the commitment that he made to the families to handle these cases with integrity.
Meanwhile, Bronx DA Darcell Clark will be investigating the murder. Her office issued a statement by Clark earlier today saying, "I intend to conduct a full, reasoned, and independent investigation into this matter with an open mind, and any decisions I make will be based upon the evidence." But the Justice Committee sees a problem with the Bronx DA taking over the investigation.
The issue we were trying to address through the Special Prosecutor Executive Order was that there's an inherent conflict of interest when DAs are called upon to prosecute officers because they rely on police officers to do their jobs on a daily basis. It's a systemic problem. On top of this, DA Darcell Clark, she's in that position. She was not elected to that position. And she's got a questionable history. As a judge, she played a role in the decisions that kept Khalif Browder in jail, awaiting trial for several years, and ultimately led to his death. So we feel really concerned about her capacity to do what's right by this case and by Deborah Danner's family.
Police reform advocates are looking for a thorough, transparent investigation with a detailed report of findings that may uncover or highlight failures in police policies and practices, which led to the killing of Deborah Danner. And this evening in Union Square, the New York City Revolution Club is holding a rally and speak out over the death of Deborah Danner. Amina Gonzalez says people need to vent, they need to organize and stop the police killings.
So tonight we're hosting a speak out and a protest, and we are going to call on people to speak out on this, and we will see what manifests together. I know yesterday, different organizations called for another protest, and they marched from the home to the precinct, and that's important. A lot more of that needs to happen, and a lot of what you've seen, from the Ferguson to the Baltimore to everything in between and everything across the country, that's been very important, people taking to the streets, and now that needs to grow. And as important as it's been and as good as it's been, it needs to get bigger, and it needs to get bigger because we need to put the system on its heels, right, and actually break its bones, because it's intolerable, and nobody should be okay with the reality that over 2.4 million people incarcerated are dealing with, the 1 in 3 Black men who will be incarcerated, the youth who will be shot down and murdered at the hands of the police. Nobody should be okay with this, and this is the right form to manifest. And it has to grow, and it has to get, a lot bigger, and a lot more people need to be coming into that process. And ultimately, it's going to take a revolution, and that's what we actually do got to be preparing and organizing for, which is what the Revolution Club is doing now.
Amina Gonzalez is with the New York City Revolution Club. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.